Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, Stone. And before we get started, I'd like to share a little bit. You missed yesterday because you were goofing off doing some fun stuff, I'm sure.
I was AWOL. Part of the day, though, was particularly fun. You know, I'm a cheer mom. Many of our listeners know that I'm a cheer mom, and we had the cheer banquet last night that included, and this won't surprise you that I'm excited about it, fried green tomatoes.
Oh, did you win best cheer mom again?
Probably. So what did you do in my absence?
Yesterday, we got a chance to hang out with Jordan with the Atlanta Science Festival, and you remember that event from last year.
I do, yeah.
Jordan was part of a team of just Emory kids that, not kids, but Emory students that said, hey, let's have a science festival.
And of course, why not?
They got some help from some people, and lo and behold, 30,000 people showed up for last year's festival.
Oh, my.
And this year, they're doing it again, and it's a great event. It's March 21st through 28th, and it's all over the city. It's an 8-day event. It culminates at Atlanta Centennial Park. And you can learn more at AtlantaScienceFestival.org.
Really cool. Right. That is very cool. Are we allowed to talk about Disrupt Atlanta, or is that still double secret probation stuff?
I don't know. You have to clear that with your buddy Ryan.
So you know what? I'm going for it. So we are going to be working with Ryan Fries and Disrupt Atlanta out in Norcross. They are very committed and devoted to startups to the extent that they are building out a facility to include a studio. And we're going to get to be a big part of that. I'm very excited about that, focusing on startups and early-stage companies. And then who knows what all that might grow into. But I'm just thrilled to death to be associated with that crew.
Yep, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. But, hey, nothing compared to what we got going on this morning. This morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce two folks from Alterna Health Solutions. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Doctor of Chiropractic, Mr. Russell Friedman, and Miss Candace Swanson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Friedman, does it bother you he called you Doctor of Chiropractic and not just Doctor?
No. I have a lot of my patients call me Russell.
Russell? Not Dr. Russell?
Nope, not Dr. Russell. I have pretty much, I tell them either Dr. Friedman or just call me Russell.
So how come chiropractors are so much more laid back about the whole doctor thing than other doctors?
Well, I think that our education is a little bit different than kind of the type of person that we are that actually goes into chiropractic versus, say, that goes into medicine or something. We, in chiropractic, we have kind of, it's kind of a dualism. We look at the body as a physical sense, and we also look at the body as a soul electrical sense, you know, the body electric. The medical model does not look at it that way. So I think it just attracts two different type of people. I like to think that we're a little more heart and soul, and the medical model is a little more, above the neck.
So what was your background that got you into this?
I have a degree in mechanical engineering. From Tulane, and I've always been a mechanical type of person. And chiropractic is really the body mechanics and the biomechanics of the body and the structure of the body. So it was a natural fit for me when I started looking into the medical model and which direction that I wanted to go into.
So you went through and got your degree in mechanical engineering?
Correct.
And you worked in the field?
I did.
For how long?
For about 3 years.
And you were like, this isn't for me?
I loved it. I loved it, but it just was not, you know, some things come up in your life and you just kind of pay attention to the little road signs. And this one veered me off into that direction. And, I live in a place where my heart takes me where I want to go, just like you opened up this conversation. So, you know, my heart usually makes my decisions, and it's been fantastic because that's where I resonate is with chiropractic.
Had you, used a chiropractor when you were younger? Did your parents use chiropractic?
I had not. It's actually the complete antithesis of that. My father thought that chiropractors were quacks. He's in the medical model. And
is he a doctor?
He is a veterinarian, which is a four-legged doctor. Same thing, same concept.
Do they have chiropractors for animals?
It is illegal for chiropractors to adjust an animal. However, we could adjust humans, but it is legal for a veterinarian if they take some classes to adjust chiropractic.
So the same principles hold true with, I would imagine they would.
For sure, yeah. Right. Different angles of joints and bones right. and so forth and so on, but very
but
similar.
Conceptually the same.
I want to hear about the electrical part. That fascinates me. And were you just kidding as we were walking in the studio? You like touched my back and you said, I can see you have some stress in your back. Were you just being funny or could you really see that because of the way I was walking in? Or
what, was I right?
I got stressed, period, amen. I, when I started this work, I had jet black hair and I was 6'3".
Me too. And I'm in more trouble than you are if you saw both of our heads. I look at the body as a dual system. And one of the things that I'm creating in chiropractic is that relationship, because we have veered off course as well in that. So I look at, in my business, is that the body has an electrical system. It has a dashboard system, and it tells us when we're healthy, it tells us when we're not healthy. And if you pay attention to that, you can actually start seeing structurally what's going on in stress areas that are where they're going on. So it's a very different approach that the medical model has and the chiropractic model has, especially for me. The medical model will run specific tests physically, and the chiropractor will do physical things, but you can see how the body stands and how it aligns and how it's in stress. So I saw as you were walking down the hallway, your body was bowing over to the right, which is, you know, if you look at think about the Tower of Pisa, you know, there's going to have to be a wire on one side to hold it up so it doesn't fall over. Well, that wiring system is the muscles. And I just saw as you were bowing over to the right, that left side was going to be stressed out. I just saw I was walking behind you.
So now, are there things that a person can do on their own to see if they're out of alignment?
Sure. It's so simple. You can actually see it in the mirror. And the easiest thing to do is to have somebody else actually see it on you. Because we're three-dimensional, a mirror kind of takes that out of the play a little bit. It makes things a little more two-dimensional. So if you stand in front of a coworker, if you stand in front of your children, you stand in front of a spouse, a friend, you can start from the top or from the bottom, and you can see, you look at their ear levels. You'll see ears that are tilted. You'll see eyebrows that are tilted, which means you have a head tilt. And the human head weighs anywhere from 12 to 18 pounds. That's
wow.
bigger than a bowling ball. So if you take that bowling ball and you put it on a 50-cent piece and then bend it, you'll see the stress that the brain stem and the brain and the spinal cord has in it. The other thing that you could see unlevel shoulders. You'll see twisting of the body's framework. You'll see shoulders forward. You'll see pelvises forward. You'll also see pelvises tilted. You'll see people. I saw a lady this morning in Starbucks. She was standing on one leg and leaning, and she could not bend and could fully extend and support her on her right leg. And I could see that she's in trouble. I mean, we have all these indicators. They're so simple. And this is one of the things that the medical model won't look at. You'll go in and you'll have back issues and migraines and trigeminal neuralgia and fibromyalgia. And they'll run tests for blood work and so forth and so on. And you can actually look at people and see that there's structural stress in them. And if you think about it, what is the biggest stress that the human body has? It's gravity. You cannot escape it. You could stand on your head. You can stand up, you can lay down. There is never a moment of while you're alive that it is not compressing you and collapsing you. There's a doctor out there, Dr. Roger Sperry, PhD, brain research, and he said that 90% of the human output of the energy of the brain is used for 50% for the other billion things that it's doing, from digestion to seeing to healing, cancer, colds, everything that we're doing, movement, only whatever that is. So if he said 90%, and even if he was wrong, and it's 50%, that's 50% of the body is used for everything else. And how many people are going and supporting that system? Well, that's what we do in our office. And it's not just chiropractic. It's especially the procedure that we use in the office.
So now, do you recommend that a person, because of that, that even if you don't have an obvious ailment, is chiropractic something you should be doing kind of just as maintenance?
Well, If it's true that 50 or 90% of the energy system of the body is used for posture, then you would probably like to say, I want to maintain that system. Because everybody brushes their teeth once a day, twice a day, whatever you're doing, we floss and all these other things. Why do we do that? We don't do that when we need a root canal. We do that on a daily basis to maintain it. And if the nervous system, brain, spinal cord, and the posture of the body is much more significant than our teeth. So the answer is absolutely.
So now, is this something you do, like brushing your teeth every day, or do you go to a chiropractor every week, every month? I mean, you get your eyes checked. Your eyes are important too, and you do that every year. Like, what's the rhythm you recommend?
Right. Well, there's a difference between those two things. One is about maintaining, and the other one is about if somebody's in a hole. Okay, so when you're in trouble, let's assume that somebody has, they want to lose 50 pounds. Well, they don't do that in a day. They start on a regimen and do that over time. So people come to us that are very different. Some people come to us for performance and vitality. That type of person would be more of a maintenance, and that would be something like once a month, once every 6 weeks. We tell them pretty much 6 to 12 times a year you get checked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's very simple. Because you can't do this at home. You can't go and have spinal hygiene at home like you can brush your teeth.
Right.
Okay? So the other thing is that what happens when somebody comes in and they've been down the rabbit hole, they've had already a back surgery, or they have severe migraines. They've been taking medications that are toxic to the body, and they're over. I mean, their whole system is shut down, and their whole body is expressing dis-ease, we call it, as in disease. That's
right.
Where the word comes from, dis-ease. So those type of people need to have an intensity no different than if you did go to a dentist or you had a trauma. You would need some specific, more intensive care, acute care, and then you would move somebody into maintenance. And we usually do that over a 4 to 6 month period. That somebody has a little more consistency to that. Could be once a week type of thing.
So it's more intense for a shorter period of time to alleviate whatever that disease is and then move them into some sort of a maintenance plan from that point forward?
Correct. But I just want to say we don't alleviate disease, okay? That's the medical model is looking to reduce a symptom. That's what you said, to relieve the symptom. That's not the goal of my office. My goal of my office and of chiropractic is to restore health. And that's a very different model. The medical model is looking to cover up the symptom. I have a headache. I take an aspirin. It doesn't go after correctiveness. It doesn't try to resolve the underlying issue of why do I have that headache. That's what we do in our office. We actually empower the human body so it can actually heal itself rather than just diminish itself and cover it up.
But what, like in some medical situations, there's something that's actually there, like a tumor or something.
Right. Okay. So those are different models. Again, you know, just like the acute person versus the maintenance person. In the medical model, the World Health Organization says, and this is World Health Organization, says that 1% of all medical situations, issues, are trauma-related or acute-related. Heart attacks, my child fell out of a tree, I had a car accident, life-threatening things, okay? 1%. 99% is everything else. The headaches, the back pain, the fibromyalgia, the non-acute stuff like that, okay?
What about a chronic thing like arthritis?
Absolutely. That's a degenerative disease. That falls into the 99%. The medical model will prescribe Celebrex to cover up the problem, and the body is communicating with you that there's a problem.
So how would the chiropractic model address arthritis?
Okay, so first of all, there's over 250 different chiropractic procedures, so I can only speak for what I do. And the
sure.
procedure that I use is QSM3, and that procedure is an upper cervical procedure that measures, it's the only system that measures the human body three-dimensionally. So what I have in my office is, and the only one in the state, is a laser system that actually measures the human body at multiple points that we were talking about before. Just visually you could see them, but we measure them with millimeters or quarter degrees and so forth. So we measure people three-dimensionally from head to toe, and then we have a system that allows the body to release back to center. That center position is called orthogonal. You know, that XYZ axis, Cartesian.
Right.
That we learned in school one day in algebra and so forth, geometry, that's
so
what we do.
So this accurately measures the whole body.
Well, it doesn't measure the whole body. That's actually one of the things that we're doing, but we measure about 20 points on the body that we use as a reference point
right.
from where they are breaking down. Because what happens is when the body goes off center, it tries to support itself in many different ways with certain reflexes, but it's never as good as the factory made us. It's never straight. So imagine you have to build it.
So some people are straight.
Some people are straight, sure.
Like what percent?
I don't know that number, but it is small because we have so much trauma in our life. Just the
but
fact
when
that
you're younger, you are a higher percentage of people straight?
No, I think most of the trauma happens at birth, through the birth canal, doctor pulling the head out, traumatizing. The ligaments are very
weak.
So right
at go, you're not straight.
Right at go. Right at go. We hit the pothole.
Not a problem. At go.
Right at go.
I'd like to see the stats on entrepreneurs, you know, especially in startups or senior level execs. I mean, it's skewed like crazy.
It's a great business model. What are you talking about?
I can see that. I mean, at right at go, how do you lose there?
All right. I want to talk to the brains of the outfit, or at least bring her into the conversation for a lot of reasons, not the least of which she helped us organize this episode. Thank you very much for that, Miss Candace. But also because I think it reflects what the doc was saying earlier. You guys have a practice that is trying to address health. So talk about your role a little bit, if you will, Candace, and more about the practice in general.
Absolutely. Now, the one thing that we love is that synergistically, nutrition, health, chiropractic, it all goes together. And people don't realize the stressors that they do put on their body just in daily lives, the scary things that are in our water supply, our air quality, our food most definitely. And that exposes us to basically what I deal with, which is heavy metals, toxic chemicals, food sensitivities, different than allergies, scar tissue, and immune challenges, which is virus, bacteria, fungus, and parasites. Very ladylike things to talk about this morning. And so what we do is we address what the body is being affected by, and then we figure out the most natural way to deal with it and detox the body. Because when you get the gunk out, magically things start working again.
So the body, the human body, isn't equipped to detoxify itself. It needs help.
It needs a little help.
It does.
Now, it has the power once you get the goop out of there, and then it can just maintain. But start to finish, you really need something that's going to bind to these toxins and pull them out through the bowels.
Because the human body isn't equipped to do that. There's too many toxins in today's day and age for the human body to process on its own.
I would absolutely say that. Now, it's hard to say that the body isn't perfect and just in its innate perfection, but we've done so much damage. And mm-hmm. we've done it to ourselves. And so once you get the roadblock out of the way, then it absolutely takes the wheel and does it itself. But no, you need a little kick.
And what is the parts of the body that detoxify itself just without any help? Is that the liver, the kidneys?
Your liver, your kidneys, any sort of the endocrine system. So you're dealing with thyroid, adrenals, basically the whole body.
Uh-huh. And then right now, because of so much toxins, the human body is deficient. So they need to go through. How do you help the body do more to help itself?
Well, what you do is you address, I like to tackle food supply first, and we figure out, you know, what can the body handle and what can it not handle. It doesn't mean you're allergic. It just means that it pulls energy from the rest of your organs and just really disrupts homeostasis. And it, you know, you might not be allergic to dairy, but your body's just not, it's not strong enough to process it right now.
Mm-hmm. So you would help them like kind of go through the different food groups to find which ones maybe you have a sensitivity to?
Absolutely. And we find that...
Where's the starting point? Is it dairy as a starting point or gluten?
No, every single person's different. Uh-huh. But I would say that more of a gluten spectrum is absolutely where we start. Because that's the American diet. We're fast food nation. And, you know, everything has some sort of starchy bread, sugar ickiness to it. So... I just hit a button, didn't I?
Well, do you think that, you know, bread's been around for a while. Humans have been consuming bread for a few years, right?
Absolutely. Now, the difference now is that it's been so genetically modified. It's been so cultivated. And from a chromosomal level, it's not even the same product that we had 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Frankenfood, and it's...
Frankenfood, I like it. So if you have abused yourself for some 51 years, not talking about anybody in particular in this studio, but let's say that this particular individual eats a lot of pork products and maybe doesn't exercise as much as they could, is there a point at which they might as well just throw the towel in, or could they actually start adopting some of these disciplines and enjoy enough recovery for to get a return on their investment, I guess, is it?
Without a doubt. My oldest patient was 84 years old.
Wow.
And
what was your average daily bacon input?
I'm the control in this experiment that we're talking about, just so you know.
Believe it or not, theirs is mostly heavy metal based. And so
heavy metal.
So
yes.
Where does one acquire heavy metal?
Well, the one thing that we like to talk about in Georgia, especially during the summer, is your antiperspirant. because it is chock full of aluminum, and you put that right up underneath the arms where you've got some major lymph nodes going on there, and it just goes throughout the entire body. So due to our mercury fillings in our mouths, we just put the self-destruct switch right there next to the brain.
So now, do you ever work with your patients to lose weight through nutrition, or is it mostly to detoxify?
Well, believe it or not, they go hand in hand. And absolutely, weight loss is one of my favorite things to tackle. And, you know, most of these toxins, they love to live in fat cells because it's nice and cushy there. And so when you detox the actual toxin, you take the vehicle out with it. So believe it or not, weight loss is just a really cool byproduct.
So then it's less time kind of working on their diet and having them eat more plant-based foods and things like that?
Well, it all goes hand in hand. Now, you have to realize that a lot of our patients, they're in pain. And so you have to really be careful with the exercise. Exercise is part of an absolutely healthy life no matter what. But sometimes you got to start at step one, and that's actually what they're putting in their body.
So you start there first before you move them into a move around more?
I like to. Get the stress off the joints before you start rubbing them together, which is why they're in there, which is why they're in our office, is because we're the very last step for a lot of people because they just don't understand
what it is that they need. They've tried everything else.
Now they come to you.
And which is sad because, you know, our goal is that we want to be step one instead of step 99.
Right.
So now, Doc, did you know early on, right out of the box, that you were going to complement your practice with this discipline, or was it something that you sort of grew on you a little bit? Speak to that a little bit, and I want to hear more about how you guys work together to collaborate for the whole health of a patient, if you would.
Yeah, no, I did not. I went in as a chiropractor, and about 4 years ago, I got really sick. What happened was, it was interesting, is I just started having joint stiffness, muscle stiffness, and it started growing. It started in my legs and so forth. And I was staying in shape and doing my thing and so forth.
But the time period was after you had left mechanical engineering and just started working?
I'm a chiropractor. Right. This was 4 years ago. Uh-huh. I've been in practice for 18 years.
So this is after you've been doing chiropractic for a while.
Correct. I've been a chiropractor for 18 years, and this happened 4 years ago. So I wasn't taking care of myself as well as I should have. I was taking care of everybody else, and I was working hard and so forth and so on. But to make a long story short, I started having a bunch of muscle tension and so forth. And I went and checked out. I went to the medical model because it was getting a little concerning for me. And I was diagnosed with some autoimmune diseases. All right. And it doesn't matter which ones they are. And actually two or three of them at different places. I eventually went to another place. They did, it was a naturopathic place in town, Progressive Medical. And we collaborate with them now. They're great friends. And they went ahead and they looked at it very differently. They look at the same model that we look at and saying, what is really going on here? Not just cover up the symptom. Oh, the muscle pain, we'll just cover up the muscle pain. Oh, you have joint stiffness, well, let's just give you an anti-inflammatory. No, what is really causing this? And that's the approach that we had. And what they did is they ran some blood work and stool specimen and so forth, and they found that I had a bacterial outbreak through my whole system. And it stemmed back, at least from their opinion, it stemmed back to when I had...
It was bacon, right?
It was not bacon. It's not bacon because I'm kosher, so it definitely wasn't bacon. But what it was, I had a ruptured appendix when I was 13, and massive antibiotics. And the story, and I don't want to get down that road, but antibiotics wipe out the immune system. Where the immune system lives is in the gut. 80% lives in the gut, and that's where Candace comes in. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I went through the detoxification. My wife was putting on my socks for 6 months. I could not bend over. I was in crying pain. It was unbelievable. This was systemic. I learned how to get well. And I learned that supporting my body structurally was the first thing. And I learned that I had to detoxify my body. I also learned that I needed to empower my body with certain nutritional support. And Candace did this for me, okay, so that my body could start to heal. So there's different levels of healing. And what we realized is, and what our model is when the body goes off center, it collapses and compresses. You could see that in the elderly. You see that in scoliosis and curvature. We all fall forward. Look at any older person. They're falling forward. They're compressing. So when the body is compressed, just like you take a sponge and you compress it, it's not getting good, you know, flow through there, not fluid through there. So the systems in the body start getting compressed. They're not getting blood and oxygen. It says all the way back in the Old Testament, blood is life. You don't pump that blood through. And if you look at health models that people are doing in natural healthcare, everybody's trying to push blood around. And everybody's from magnets all the way to acupuncture and energetic stuff, every physical therapy, it's all pushing blood because it's bringing good stuff in, oxygen and nutrition in, and taking toxins out. And if your body's compressed at that foundational level, in that compression, you're not going to get anywhere. So the first step that we realized once I got sick and I had to get healthy is I needed to get some good help for myself because I can't adjust myself. So I found that help with what I do. I opened myself up, got myself open. Then I detoxified the body. Then I empowered the body. Then I got an exercise regimen that raises my heart rate to get that pump going. And that's really the triangle that we have now in the office, is the model of the foundation of the body being on center, then to be able to detoxify it, that creates stability and symmetry in it, and do that through muscle system, nutrition, and chiropractic. That is the triangle that I see is the powerhouse to anybody's health if they're really looking for corrective care.
I've been sitting straight up in my chair this whole segment, or at least trying. I mean, and then at lunch for our network affiliate meeting, I don't want the ham sandwich. I want the couscous. No, this has been very informative and inspiring. Keep up the good work. I mean, you guys, it must be very rewarding for both. What do you like best? I want to ask both of you. Candace, what do you like best? What do you find the most rewarding about this?
When I have parents come in the office who I don't even know who they are, and they walk up and hug me and they say, thank you for giving me my son back.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for coming off of all the ADD, the ADHD medicine. So see here, listen, tearing up. So it's warm fuzzies.
So what about you, doctor?
People come to us. We're not a normal chiropractic office. We're an end-stage office where people come to us. Mayo Clinic has sent us patients. Progressive medical doctors, neurologists in town send us patients that are chronically ill that are looking for corrective care. We had a lady came in the office about 8 months ago, was having 3 to 5 seizures a day. The first day she had a seizure in my office right on the front in the reception area right when she walked in, right on the floor. She has had one seizure in 8 months. And that is powerful. We have a guy that's been in a wheelchair, not for paralysis. He was referred from Mayo Clinic. He would stand up. He would start just gyrating all over. He couldn't stand up. He ran a marathon about 2 months ago. So these are the people that we see, the people that are really in a hole with these long-term illnesses from migraines, and it's great. I mean, and when you empower the human body, that's what we do. And that is really the message that I hope that whoever's listening today, that if you want to get well, you got to take care of the body. It is not in your healthcare package, because that model is not there for that. You don't wait till it breaks. You don't have your car blow up before you change the oil. You don't brush your teeth when you need a root canal. You have to take care of things now, and your body has a system, a dashboard light that tells you when you're overstepping those boundaries. And what's it called? I don't feel good. That's what it is. It's so simple, the inherentness of that system, and we just bypass it, and we run off, and we take an Advil and just cover up, and then we can't understand why one day we just collapse. Because we had all these messages.
And if somebody wants to learn more, website for you guys?
AlternaHealthSolutions.com.
It's Alterna, right? It's
right. You could look. It's very simple. Russell Friedman, chiropractor. You'll find me. I'm all over Google because I teach nationally and so forth. So,
good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.